With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel and Iran are battling for a third consecutive day. Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
Israel is pressing ahead. It has issued some evacuation orders inside Iran. They are striking more targets. Of course, if the missile fire does continue, that could put some pressure on Israel to scale back or to halt this operation. But we haven't seen any signs of that happening yet. So we are looking at an open-ended operation. No sign when it might actually end.
Residents in Minnesota are still reeling from the fatal shooting of a state lawmaker and her husband inside their home. A manhunt continues at this hour for the killer. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Amy Klobuchar said authorities think that the shooting suspect, Vance Bolter, is still in the Midwest. There's concern for any person he may encounter.
We believe he's somewhere in the vicinity and that they are going to find him. But right now, everyone on edge here because we know that this man will kill at a second. We also know that he is clearly off balance, from the manifesto on some of his writings.
Military tanks, soldiers, and aircraft were featured in a huge military parade this weekend celebrating the Army's 250th birthday.
You make us strong, and tonight you have made all Americans very proud. They're watching from all over the world, actually. Made them all very proud.
But in cities across the country, hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated against President Trump and his agenda.
I think the message is that many in the American public are not going to stand for this. We're not going to stand for a king. We're not going to stand for a fascist authoritarian leader. And that's what all of this is about. And we'll stand together with each other and say that over and over again.
Later tonight, the president travels to Canada for the G7 summit. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. In that ruling, the court said that the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to an abortion. Justices ruled that this right is not affected by the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Pope Leo XIV spoke to young people in his hometown of Chicago this weekend. It was a video address from the Vatican to the faithful who were gathered at White Sox Stadium. The Pope sent a message of hope to the city and to the United States.
You too are indeed beacons of hope. That light that perhaps on the horizon is not very easy to see, and yet as we grow in our unity, as we come together in communion, we can discover that that light will grow brighter and brighter, that light which is indeed our faith in Jesus Christ, and we can become that message of hope to promote peace and unity throughout our world.
The American-born Pope speaking directly to Americans in his hometown. In the NHL playoffs, the Florida Panthers, a victory away from their second straight Stanley Cup title after beating Edmonton in Game 5. More details at srnnews.com.